Well, good morning. It is 6:16 a.m. on Tuesday, March 21st, 2023. 42 degrees, which is 5.6 degrees Celsius. I don't know why I threw the decimal point in there. It was in the middle. It's between 5 and 6 degrees Celsius. There, how about that? 95% humidity. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. Oh, God. So, I've been up since 4:30. Have you ever gotten into that headspace when you're lying in bed and you know the alarm's not going to go off for like another hour and it's like, I can go back to sleep, but you don't? You just sit there in that twilight space between waking and sleeping and your brain just starts Jesus, the hell was that? Pissed off the crows, that's for sure. That was weird. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh yes, the twilight space. And your brain just starts cycling. And it's like, no, stop cycling. Go back to sleep. Let's crawl back in. But you're not awake, so you don't have waking consciousness to guide your thoughts. You're kind of, you spin. I was spinning. It was spinning very nicely. It was a very pleasant spin. But it was definitely a spin, and I was aware it was a spin. It was like, God, if I'm not going to go to sleep, I might as well get up. So, got up, did the coffee, did some production. But it's weird because now I've been down all of these mental processes and rabbit holes and things. I'm not as pure as I usually am for these walks. Which I guess isn't a big deal, but it feels different. Feels like I'm, it doesn't feel like the beginning of my day. You guys are usually the beginning of my day. This conversation? Sure. I mean, technically, it's a one-sided conversation, but I'm not out here talking to myself. Per se, although anybody that looked at me would say, yeah, you are, actually. I mean, I'm talking to you, but I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to, can you hear the quotes and the capitalizations? But this isn't my first conversation. As it were. Not that I've spoken to anyone, but I don't know. I have a rich self-conversation. I talk to myself a lot. I think to myself a lot. Which is also kind of interesting when you think about it. Who am I talking to when I'm talking to myself? Do you know what I mean? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? God, this is weird. Anyway. So yesterday, a few days ago, I saw on Facebook, of all things, an ad for a local martial arts studio that was offering classes in Tai Chi. And for years now, when I moved to Chicago, I started looking around for Tai Chi classes, but of course, it was the pandemic, and nobody was holding classes anymore. And years ago, I had bought a Tai Chi book. And when I say years ago, I'm talking, I must have been like 20, thereabouts. And yes, back in the day. Powell's. And had taught myself, or tried to teach myself, one of the forms. And you know, it was a good book, but it was a book. And there were drawn illustrations of the various forms. Morning. And I did the best I could, and I really enjoyed it. But I always had that nagging feeling in the back of my head that I was doing something wrong, or I wasn't in the right physical/mental space to fully realize the potential of the form. And then life's and so on and so forth. But for years I've been wanting to get back to that, because there's something about Tai Chi that is so focusing and balancing. And so I went in, I called them and set up an appointment to meet with them and talk about classes and so on. And I did that yesterday. I met Daniel, who I assume is one of the instructors, but very cool dude. We talked for about an hour, and he walked me through the facilities. Sweet facilities, holy crap. And it's not just Tai Chi they do. They do all the martial arts, which is really remarkable. And he walked me through some of the warm-up exercises and just to get a feel for how they do what they do. And God, as soon as we started doing that, that same sense of centered, focused calm settled over me. Because, you know, until I've never done it enough that it becomes second nature, but good Lord. It's a loud walk this morning. Everything is going on. Jeez Louise. But every time that I've engaged in this practice, it requires your full mental and emotional attention. Even though the physical motions and forms that you're performing are very slow and very measured and essentially very simple, there's this whole emotional and mental terrain that you're navigating, because I don't know how to describe it. You're never not moving, or you're perfectly still in motion. I know. But like, as your hand movements go out and come back, there is never a stop point between the motion of the hand going out and the hand coming back. It's circular. So everything is constantly in flow, in this ebb and flow, this tidal body movement that is unique and requires attention it requires you to hold in your mind that sense of stillness, which sounds contradictory. It sounds very intentful and very active, and it is. But at the same time, it's an integration of your entire body, your entire mind, and your entire heart for a time, and it's incredibly meditative and centering and grounding. And even though we didn't even get into any forms, we just did warm-up exercises, I felt that again. I felt that poise, that grace. And that's the word, really, grace. Not that I was graceful, per se, but there's a grace to the process that is just fascinating. And yeah, so signed up. They do two classes a week, so Monday and Friday at noon I will be doing Tai Chi for an hour with the Sifu, the master, who has his own has studied for years and years and has his own form of Tai Chi. So that'll be interesting. And I did my production work yesterday. At the end of the day, hit refresh to see what my assignments were. I'm up to 100 assignments with Holmes.com. This is you know, when this project was in full swing, I was sitting at like 100 in my queue, and I was cranking it every day. And we're back to that level of productivity now. And it's like, damn. I'll have to find out what's going on. I don't know why things ebbed and then picked up again. Other than I can only assume they've assessed the assets that they'd acquired in the first round of production and said, this is not good enough. So, and they're revisiting stuff. Not that I've, that's not true. I've done one or two scripts that I've done before that have been rewritten. So maybe that's a part of it too. I don't know. But yeah, I'm sitting at a solid week of heavy production, which is awesome. I love it. So, yeah. Yeah, well, I'm back at Jameson Square, passing by the bear statue that might be a bear or could be an undead hippo. Who knows? I don't know. It's dark and it's weird. But I should wrap this up. So what is it? Tuesday. Ooh, Taco Tuesday. Taco Tuesday. Or the day with no nickname. Which is, either one is really fabulous when you get right down to it. Because tacos. Or a tabula rasa that you can write upon yourself and decide what day, what nickname does this day warrant. That's entirely up to you. I hope you have a splendid, splendid Tuesday. I hope your conversations are engaging and invigorating. I hope you reconnect with something that you loved back in the day, and that it comes back to you, and that love and that delight is recaptured and amplified, because now you're not the same person that you were back when you loved that thing. God, Brother Joe, if you're listening, I've been thinking about redoing Dream Hand. We should get together and talk about doing a remake of Dream Hand now that we're, what, 30 years older than we were? yeah. Well, regardless, heed the words of Zigzag Claiborne as you approach this tabula rasa taco of a day. And remember that despite everything, create new opportunities for yourself, for other people. Open a door for you or for someone else. And God, can there be a greater spark of creation than just opening a door? Holding a door? There's a lot of possibilities there. And I will also add that you should love fearlessly. Not should. You have the choice, always. But loving fearlessly can be strange and frustrating and discomforting. But all of those feelings are in service to something much more astonishing and wonderful. So, just a suggestion. I personally will do that. And I will talk to you soon.